You're holding off Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph. Again, the last shaila was about, it says, Baal Nekach Shh. Nemon Baal Nekach Loima Lezer Machat Lezer Emacharti. That was the last halacha. That if you sell something to somebody, so you're nemon to say to who you sold it. So it says when, only when you're still holding the object. But if you're not holding the object, then you're not nemon. So Gemara says now, V'nechse, let's see, Zuzim Iman Okat. Let's see who paid the money. Two people say it's mine. But let's see who paid the money. Well, what's the question here? Whoever paid the money, it belongs to him. So Gemara says, Lord Tzricha, we're talking about the Nokat Mitavayu. There are two people, both of them, Taka paid him the money. The Yomar Chad Midatoi, the Chad Bakorchi. The pshat is one person gave him the money normal, the way he's supposed to, by will, and one person forced him to take the money. And now the question is, like the Bezdin, our question is, we don't know who's the one that paid the money, that had the right like to pay the money and really owns it, and who's the other one that just forced himself and told the guy, here, take the money and give it to me. So we have a doubt which one is the right one. Therefore, that's the chiddush, that the Baal Nekach, if he's still holding on to the object, he didn't give it away yet, he's believed to tell Bezdin to which one he sold it, and the person paid him berotzen, willingly. Now, the Gemara says, Neman dayin loyma lezeh zuchisi ulezeh chayavti. A dayin is also neman to say, if he had a din Torah, two people came in front of him, one guy says, you owe me 100, the other says, no, you owe me 100, and the dayin paskin, that Reuven's chayiv $100 to Shimon. So afterwards, we believe the dayin to say that this one is chayiv and this one is potter. So Gemara says, "Lemedavor mamurim." When is this said? Shebalidinim oimdim lefonav. When the two balidvorim are still in front of the dayin, avol ein balidinim oimdim lefonav. Let's say the two balidinim, they're not there anymore. They went away. Then the locher is ein oneman. We do not believe the dayin. We can't trust them to know which one of the two was chayiv, which one was potter. So Gemara says, "B'chlal, what's the question here?" V'nechse is chusa manoket. Let's take a look to see who's holding this chus. In other words, when after Bezdin gave up stock, they used to write it down, and it was written out clearly. You owe him $100. So let's look at the piece of paper to see who owes who. Gemara says, "Le'tzricha." We're talking about the kari is a chusayu. We're talking about a case where it was ripped up. The piece of paper that set over the judgment was ripped up. Now the question is, do we believe the dying or not? So it's saying now, Kol Zaman, they're in front of him, we believe the dying. But if they go away, then we don't believe the dying anymore. So Mara says, but for Nahadav and Daninu, what's the gefelech here? Even if he doesn't know, even if they went away, so let's make the psak over again. Like, what's the big question here? It's a din Torah. So let the dying say it over again. Let them have the din Torah over again. So Gemara says, "Beshudah the daini." I tell you, we're talking about over here in a case where there's no real psak halak. It's a suffolk what to do. And in certain cases, the psak is that Bezdin has a right to do the way they feel is right. So therefore, you can't just have the psak over again. It has to be the way the daini said it. So the question is, do we believe him or not? That's the chiddush here, that calls the man, the baladinim are in front of him, we believe them. But if they went away, then we don't believe the daini anymore. Omer Rav Nachman, Shloisha Nemonim ala Bechor. There are three people to say upon the Bechor that this kid is the Bechor, that he'll get two portions of Nachla. Elohein, Chaya, the nurse that was there, Oviv, the father, Vima, the mother. Now Chaya Lealter, the midwife, the nurse, is only there to say right away that this was the Bechor, this is the kid that came out first. Or to who the Bechor is. Only right after the baby is born is the Chaya Nemon. But later she's not Nemon. Imai Kol Shiva. The mother is Neman all 7 days. Like Rashi says, the first 7 days before the Bris Milah, like the father doesn't have to do with the kid yet. Therefore, it's only by the mother. So the mother is Neman to say, this is the Bechor. Oviv Li'elam. But after that, the father is Neman Li'elam to say, this is the Bechor. He's supposed to know who the Bechor is. Ketanya, like we learned. The Pasuk says, Yakir Bidashin Yakirenu Li'acherim. That the father has the right to be Makkah to tell us who is his Bechor. Mikan Omer Rav Yehuda, from here Rav Yehuda said that Neman Adam Loimezeh B'ni Bechor. A father is Neman to say, this son is my Bechor. The Torah gave this Nemanis to the father. Now, Ukeshem Sheneman Loimer Zeh B'ni Bechor. The same way the father is Neman to say, this son is my Bechor. Kach Neman Loimezeh Ben Gerusha. The same thing, if the father is a Kayin, he's allowed to say, my son is a Chalul. My son was born from my wife, the Grusha, and he's Pasul. Or else, Vizeh ben Chalutza. The father is Neman for this also. However, V'chomar Nechom say, Eino Neman. No, for this he's not Neman. There's a special Pasuk of Yakir. The father is just Neman to say, this is his son. You're Neman to say that he's your Bechor. But you're not Neman to say upon the Yichus. You're not Neman to say, if the kid is a Ben Gerusha, Ben Chalutza, for that you're not Neman. For that we don't believe you. Right, then the Mishnah says, Abishoyel ha yekoyra lishtuki baduki. We have a shtuki. Mishnah says a shtuki means that we know who the mother is, but we don't know who the father is. That's called a shtuki. We don't know who the father is. So the Mishnah says he's also like a Suffolk mamzer, that midirabon and he's also to us. But Abishoyel said no, ha yekoyra lishtuki baduki. The shtuki, the one we don't know who the father is, we used to try and find out. So Mara says, my baduki. What does it mean we would try and find out? Elaim, if you want to tell me, Sheh Boitkin Es Imai, we would try and ask the mother. V'ya Merison, if she would tell us, that L'Kosher Nevalti Yishino, the one I lived with was a Kosher, the man was a Kosher, so Nemenis, that we would believe the mother, and then the kid would not even be a Sofik Mamzer. So Gemara says, if so, is that what Abishur meant? Kaman, who does he go like? L'Chura, Rabbi Gamliel. He goes like Rabbi Gamliel. That what do we say? That we believe the mother when she says, L'kosha nevalti. So Gemara says, if so, Tanina chod zimna. We learned this already once in the Gemara in Ksuvis. We had this halacha. To Tanan, we learned like this. Hoy so muberes. If the mother was pregnant, the Yom Rulon, the Bezdin asked her, to this girl now, Ma'ativa shaluba zeh. Like, who is the husband? Who did you live with? Who is the man that does as the father? Omr Lahem, if she answers back and says, Me'ish Ploini, the man was this man. The Kayinu, he's a Kayin. In other words, he's a Miyacheses. He's not a Mamzer, so the kid is not a Mamzer. So what's the Lacha? Do we believe the mother or not? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, it's a Machlaikis. That Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, I'm Rim Nemenis. Yes, we believe the mother. She's the Cheskas Kashris, and therefore we believe the mother to say the kid is Kosher. However, Rabbi Yeshua says no, that Loi Mipi on Choyin. We don't live upon her mouth. We have to be afraid that since she had znus, most probably she went after a posel, and therefore we have to be afraid maybe the kid is posel. We don't believe the mother. And on this, we Yom Rav Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Rabbi Gamliel. We pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. Since so, what's Abba Shol's Chiddush over here to say? Like this, we learned it already, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel. Gemara says no, Hatayu Chodo Lahach Shebo, V'Chodo Lahach Shebabita. We need to tackle these two halachas, one time to teach us that the mother is kosher. In other words, if the mother lived with a posel man, she becomes posel kuna. So we have to be afraid, is she kosher to a kain or not? So one thing is we believe the mother negated to herself to say that she lived with a kosher man, not with a mamzer. Therefore, if she wants to marry a kain now, she's still allowed to marry a kain. Because she has a cheskas kashrus. She was kosher until now. So for her, so for sure, svara to believe her. But what about the kid? The kid, there's no cheskas kashrus upon the kid. The kid is first being born now. We don't know who the father is. That's another chiddush to say that we believe the kid also. That's why we need two halachas that the kid is also kosher. So Gemara says that's the machlokes. It depends. If Yodot, the one that Stam says the mother is kosher, still the kid is posel. So therefore, we need a second halacha Abishol teaching of the chiddush. That he holds no, even the kid is also kosher. That's why we need a second chiddush. Elo lamandiyom, according to the mandiyom that says over there, that l'divrei hamachshir bo, machshir bebita, but if we hold it even, Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he says you believe the mother, that she was nivel to a kosher, means we believe it for her, and we also believe it to the kid, that the kid is also kosher. If so, Abishol mayosel ashminen. For what purpose do we need here Abishol and now Mishnah? The teacher that a shtuki means baduki, that means that if the mother tells us that she lived with a kosher man, we believe the mother, that both the mother is still kosher, and who are then this kid is also kosher. So there's a kosher pshita. Like that's the din over there in Subis, that we believe the mother even for the kid. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, the Abishoyel Adifa mit Rabbi Gamliel. Abishoyel is teaching us a bigger chiddush than Rabbi Gamliel. If the din is only from over there, from the Mishnah in Ksubis, I would have thought to say, When do we believe the mother? Only in a city, in a place where rove of them are ksherim, rove people there are kosher. Avol hecho the rove psulim etzla. Let's ask a question in a city that rove of the people in the city are mamzerim or the psulim. Emaloi, maybe then we would not believe the mother. So Rashi says only over there to Rashi kagoyin penuya, that when the girl was not married yet. For Roivir Masin Lakuna, and most people living in the city could get married to a Kayin. That's when we believe the mother. Avol Heicher Rashi says the Roiv Sulametzla going Arusa. Let's say she's married now. The Meris Minoris, and she tells us that she became pregnant from a husband. In the case where they only had Kedushin, they did not make Nisuyin yet, and she became pregnant now. And she tells us, you know who I became pregnant from? From my husband. So there, most people in the world are also to her. So how do we know even in this case we believe her when she says she lived with her husband, not with somebody else? So Tzricha, that's the Chiddush of Abba Shirl, still we believe the mother. Amar Rav and Rav says, Halacha ka Abba Shirl, that's Takad Halacha, that at all times we believe the mother. If the mother tells us that she lived with a man that's kosher to her, in this case, let's say she was married, she only had Kedushin, she didn't have Nisuyin, and she became pregnant, and she tells us she became pregnant from a husband, we believe her, that both she's kosher, and who Adin Akshid is also kosher. Now the Mishnah says, Kol ha'asurim lovoy b'kal, all the people that are also to marry into a regular Yisrael, that's like a mamzer, a shtuki, talocher is mutarim lovoy zebezer, they're allowed to marry, they can intermarry one with the other. Like a mamzer is allowed to marry a shtuki or an asufi, a suffik can marry a vadai. Rabbi Yehuda says, I say no, Rabbi Yehuda says no, still it's no good. Tomorrow we'll explain why he asks. Rabbi Eliezer says it depends. Vadoyin bevadoyin muta. That means a vadai mamzer can marry a vadai mamzeris. But vadoyin besveikon, let's say a vadai mamzer cannot marry an asufis, a suffik mamzer. O sveikon a suffik mamzer bevadoyin to marry a vadai mamzer, or else a sveikon besveikon. Two sveikas, if the boy is a suffik mamzer and the girl is a suffik mamzer, then he holds also. Then they can't enter marriage. Because we have to be afraid, maybe one is a vadai mamzer, and maybe the other one is not a mamzeris. So then a bas yisrael cannot marry a mamzer. So Rabbi Elazar is machmer to say, only a vadai mamzer could marry a vadai mamzeris. But sveikas cannot intermarry. Now, v'yelu hein asveikas, what's considered a person that's a suffik, whether he's a mamzer or not? Like we had before, shtuki, that means in the case where we only know who the mother is, the girl, we don't know who the father is, that's called a shtuki. So we have a suffik, maybe the father was a mamzer, maybe the mother is, maybe the kid's a posel, we don't know. That's called shtuki, asufi. Also, in the case where the kid, we found the kid in the street, and we don't know who the parents are, so it's also suffik mamzer. The kusi, kusmer also, that's a nation that was mezgayer because of geri aroyas, that geris were not good geris, so also the kid is called the suffik mamzer manat. We'll see in the Gemara why. That's also a case of a suffik mamzer. Kitzes a machlekes in the Mishnah. So again, the Mishnah first says, whoever's asked love of the cow is mutu love of zebezer. So we don't know exactly what that means. It could mean all mamzer, mamuta to marry, mamzer to a mamzeris. Rav Yehuda holds no asr. Rav Lezer says it depends. Havadah bevadah is muta, but tzveikis are asr. Samara says now, my kol asurim love of the kal. What does the ratio of the Mishnah mean? Whoever's asked to come into kal, amutarim love of zebezer. What does that mean? Elaim, if you want to tell me, mamzeri nesini shtukav yasufi, means whoever's asr to marry a regular bas yisrael, could intermarriage between themselves. Hotoni Lareshi, we learned that before, that Mamzeri Unesini Shtuki Vyasufi Mutarim Lover Zebezer. That was the end of the last Mishnah, that all the Sveikis are mutter with one another. So what do we need another Mishnah here to say this? The Kol Asurim, whoever's also to come into Kal Yisrael, is allowed to marry between themselves. Pesu, and secondly, we have Yudu Aiser. Reb Yudu says now it's also. So the question is, ahai, on which case is Reb Yudu going? Elaim, if you want to tell me Avadoyin v'sveikon, in the case of Vadai Mamzer, is also to a Sophic Mamzer, but the Gemara Amidik Tani Sefer, since that's what the Sefer says, that Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Vadoyin v'Vadoyin Mutarim, only a Vadai Mamzer could marry a Vadai Mamzeris. But Vadoyin v'sveikon, a Vadai Mamzer is also with a Sophic Mamzeris. Who sveikon v'sveikon also, that's what Rebbe Lezer says. Mechlal, it's a proof though, to Rabbi Yehuda Leis Svirulei. Reb Yudah does not hold like that. So what does Reb Yudah mean when he says Oyser? If you want to tell me, it means the Sveikas are also one to another, that's just like Rabbi Eliezer. And it's not Mashma. It's Mashma in the Mishnah. Reb Eliezer is saying one thing, and Reb Yudah is saying something else. So what's going on? If you want to tell me, Reb Yudah Oyser, when Reb Yudah said this to us, you know what he means. Reb Yudah Oyser means, Agir b'mamzeres. Maybe Reb Yudah says, a ger cannot marry a mamzeres. And Reb Yudah Shita, that would be that kahal ger mikra kahal. A ger is called a kahal. Therefore, ger is also to marry a mamzeres. Fred Gemara, midi ger b'mamzeres katoni. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah doesn't say ger is also to mamzeres. The Mishnah says, kol ha'asurim lova b'kahal katoni. Whoever is also to come into kahal Yisrael is muta lova zeh b'zeh. And of that, Reb Yudah says it's also. So what's going on? What are we talking about? See, if Omer Reb Yudah says like this, Omer Reb Yudah